So Ryan, I meant to ask you, how'd you end up doing at that Muscle Mountain Power Man competition?
I got disqualified.
What?
What? Why?
They found traces of Mountain Dew live wire in my system.
Oh, Ryan, I thought you were on the wagon, man.
I needed it! I couldn't beat a Morton Hoof without it.
Well, there's always next year.
I'm telling you, you're out of your mind!
We'll see about that. Hey, fellas.
Hey, it's Cody. Oh, shit!
It's Cody's tarot wife! Get her out of here before she eats Mike!
Wait, what?
I'll get the shotgun!
I don't want to die! Again!
In the not-too-distant future, four movie fans awaken from a nuclear nightmare, only to discover that the world is a barren, movieless wasteland. However, the destiny of our four heroes is not set. A chance discovery in Sector 2, and an unfortunate accident that rips the very soul from one of their own, will lead them down the path of bringing the lost art of cinema back to the wasteland.
Welcome to Apocalypse Video.
Cody, you just take your tarot wife right the hell out of here. I don't want to shoot you, but I will if I have to.
Hey, relax. You guys, relax. The last time was an isolated incident. David, put the gun down.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to feast on you anyway. You have the stink of live wire on you.
Hey, wait a minute. That means you're juicing too. What are you getting on my ass for?
I didn't have a choice. You think I'd be able to maintain these pecs without it? This isn't even a real beard. It's all the live wire.
All right, that's enough, you damn junkies. David, Janelle will not raise one talent against any of you, I promise. Now, put the gun down.
Well, okay, we'll trust you. After all, I suppose Janelle didn't actually hurt any of us last time. She just ate a customer. God knows we've lost plenty of them.
So, what are you guys doing here anyway?
I just needed to settle a bet with Jana here. She thinks the PG movies aren't allowed to have nudity in them.
What?
Have you seen almost any movie from the 80s?
Yeah, that's what 80s PG is all about. Tits and ass.
And don't forget shocking amounts of gore.
Oh yeah, Kali Ma!
You guys are crazy. They'd never allow any of that in a PG movie. PG movies are a sacred thing reserved for only the cleanest of family films. Like Beethoven or Jumanji.
Money in the bag, guys. Money in the bag.
Well, I think we could settle this bet fairly quickly. Chad, show me a list of PG movies with nudity in them. And not just boobs. I'm talking the whole package. Boobs and ass. We've got a bet to settle here.
This is crazy. Working. He's not going to.
2,417 matches found.
What the fuck?
Jesus.
Cheesy Gertie to crunches are mine.
Now wait just a minute. This isn't proof of anything. What if Chad is lying? Didn't you tell me he once tried to kill you guys with...
Shh. We don't talk about that.
Of course Chad isn't lying, Jenna. And he certainly has never tried to kill us. And if he did, we definitely wouldn't want to mention it in case it awakens some dormant file in his memory banks and makes him go crazy again. Not that it matters, though, because he definitely never tried to kill us. Ever. Chad, have I mentioned lately that I love you?
Yeah, me too.
Love you, big guy.
How about this, Jenna? Why don't you pick one of the movies on the list and we'll watch it, just to make sure that there's nothing wrong with Chad's circuitry and that it does indeed have boobs and ass. Lots and lots of boobs.
And ass.
Oh, God. I'm starting to think maybe we shouldn't have stopped by.
Okay, fine. Let me see here. Would you mind? I don't have...
Right, sorry. You have no hands, just giant wings. Let me just scroll through here for you.
No. Oh! This looks good. Sheena. And it's got What's-Her-Face from Beastmaster in it. Let's watch this.
Wait, I'm pretty sure we saw boobs in that movie.
Beastmaster was PG?
Who cares? Let's just watch this thing so I can collect my crunches.
You heard him. Chad, load up Sheena. Let's see some PG titties.
M-A.
Movie loaded. Beginning playback.
She was an innocent in a savage world. He was a stranger from a distant land. Their struggle against an overwhelming evil turned into a discovery of overpowering love. Sheena. She alone has the power to save paradise.
Oof. Okay, that was Sheena Warrior. No. I always want to say Sheena Warrior Princess with this movie, but that's not right. That was Sheena Queen of the Jungle.
Actually, it was just called Sheena.
Just Sheena, yeah.
Just Sheena.
I'm your host, David Snyder. I'm joined again by Ryan.
Hello.
Mike.
Howdy.
And joining us from the wasteland, all the way from Terra Mountain, Cody.
Hello.
And Jenna. Oh my god, okay. That was Sheena, just plain Sheena. And I think it's fair to say this might be the most boring movie we have watched on the show to date. What do you guys think?
That's a high bar.
And yet it clears it.
I don't know. I'm not sure if it's possible, but I'm not ready to say that yet. I'm thinking to the Santa Claus movie.
Funny you should say. About that Santa Claus. This is written by the same people with that movie.
Of course it is.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but that movie had fucked up crazy stuff in it. This one has nothing.
Yeah. I think you're right.
To be fair, it does have the boobs and ass that we were looking for. I guess it has that going for it, but
this has a monkey throwing a grenade.
That does happen.
Yeah, this movie rules. Yeah. I think you guys are just afraid of a strong female character.
I don't think you guys like. I don't think it's not great. It's not good.
It's not good.
You guys make it sound like it's like the worst thing ever, though. I feel like I've seen worse.
I've definitely seen worse movies, but I don't know if I've seen movies that have actively sucked the joy from me like this one did. Like. For the whole 2 hours, I was like, oh, I'm not having any fun at all.
Were you not having any fun because it was a strong female lead? Anyway.
Ooh. You know what? Like Wolf Cop is more boring to me than this. If that
Would you
sense.
Say? Wolf I Cop?
Wolf Cop.
You're fucking
I didn't
stupid.
See Wolf
you
Cop.
You think Wolf Cop's
but
boring?
But stuff happens
you can think,
in Wolf
I,
Cop.
Ryan, I'll let you say Wolf Cop is, like, worse than this. You can say that if you feel that. I don't feel that way. But I'll let you say that because that's an opinion. But saying it's more boring is
okay,
bug right. nut stupid. Wolf Cop has a man who turns into a werewolf. Like, what? That can't be boring, Ryan. It can't be boring.
Like, the most that happens in this movie is she's in a helicopter at one point. She puts, like, her finger up to her forehead and does her telepathic thing. And, like, really poorly done, like... special effects with birds come in or something. Like, that's the most that happens.
There's a lot of good that, like, I think there's a couple things that I'll say in this movie that I didn't like's defense. the music is, like, classic 80s music. It's, like, one step away from Chariots of Fire.
It is not even a half a step away from Chariots of Fire. It's straight up just Chariots of Fire. That is just all over this movie. It's a ripoff.
It's, like, the notes around Chariots of Fire. It's shot. I feel like it's, like, kind of shot well. Like, it looks good, like, for the most part.
It does.
And there's cool animal stuff. There's cool animal work in it a little bit. Like,
yeah,
there's, like,
total hero.
Lions around people. Then that's impressive. But that's about all I got in its defense. But there's some stuff there.
So
I think I get where Ryan's coming from. Like, this isn't, like, just, like, an incomprehensible amateur hour attempted a movie.
Well, it's not that it's incomprehensible, it's just boring as fuck. I think that's my problem with it. Like, there's no reason this movie should be almost 2 hours long. That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
true.
It's weird. It almost like it I feel like I don't know, maybe this is on me, but I was expecting it to be more like Beastmaster, like more
Same. Good.
I expected some like more action and more just like animal
or
hijinks
anything.
And it's more like soap opera-y. Like there's way more in the like love interest angle that I don't know if this really works. Like, it doesn't really, it never gets going.
Well, Mike, why don't you explain, since it seems like you're the one that I think retained more information from this movie than the rest of us. Like, as soon as the movie was over, it, like, kind of went out of my head. I think it was, like, a defense mechanism my brain was doing to get this harmful stuff
well,
out of my
yeah.
head.
Well, what if Janah tells, do you have that one pretty locked down?
Yeah, Janah, tell us about what happens in the movie we just watched.
She's a hero, and it was very nice to see some of my cousins doing some good work. You mentioned the birds that took down that helicopter.
It's true.
They're heroes.
Okay, hell yeah.
That's good. But Ryan specifically was asking you to recount the plot to us.
No, I like
Do you
it.
Remember the
she
plot?
She can't do it.
It was about a badass chick.
Mm-hmm. You keep saying that.
Cares for animals and sleeps on a hill. And
then what happens in the movie?
All the information you're giving can be ascertained just by looking at the box. Okay, let me see here. She's sleeping on a hill.
I think it takes place in Africa
woman.
Somewhere.
It takes place in Africa.
There's some cool animals in it.
Yeah, that's all we need. That's all I need. This movie rules. She's my hero. I'm going to go with her for Halloween. I got to find a Sheena costume.
We do Halloween here in the Wastes?
We do Halloween in my tribe.
It's appropriate because this movie was a horror show. Oh! Okay, well, Mike, why don't you recount the plot of Sheena for anyone who hasn't
Yeah, I mean, I think that was a pretty good recounting, but I'll get into the, you know, there's a few things that were left out.
Yeah, hold on. You know what? Before you do it, Mike, I think let me take another swing at this bat real quick. Let me take another bat at this swing, right? Is that how the baseball metaphor goes?
Take another bat at the swing.
Yeah, let me take another bat at the swing.
Let me take another touchdown at this goal.
Let me take another field goal on this square pitch.
What are you guys talking about?
So there's Sheena, and she's a woman who talks to animals, and there's animals, and they walk across Africa a lot, and
I feel like we're playing a game of Battleship. You're like blasting around the plot, but you're not actually hitting it.
Well, all right, okay,
you guys are y'all missing like the big political intrigue here. So like, what this is I think it's supposed to be like. Somewhere in Kenya, there's like a fake tribe. I don't think this is a real tribe, but we open on like an Exorcist opening where it's like a long time ago in this like remote area, and you see this tribe, and
not too
it's
long
like
ago, about like 16 years.
There's so much of this movie just feels like icky, and like look at the exotic black people,
really,
and this is where we just open on it. We literally have a white savior. She comes in, like, basically a white couple is vacationing in this village in Africa. The couples, the parents die in a cave-in, and so they decide this, like, little blonde-haired white baby is going to be their savior, like, some prophecy to, like, talk to animals.
They literally say, like, a golden-haired child prophecy or something like that.
Yeah, it's real weird. Then we flash forward to now. She talks to animals. She's Sheena, and she finds out that there, through like telepathy, I think, that there is going to be an assassination plot on the like the leader of the tribe by the prince, who's like a former NFL player, I think.
It's a really weird detail.
I don't think she learns about it, right? I don't think she knows that.
Her mother does, I think. Her like adopted mother.
Her mother's like the
she
shaman.
Dreams about it.
The shaman of the tribe.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And so, right. So meanwhile, so that's going on. And meanwhile, there's some American journalists who are going in to photograph like the royalty or whatever in the Kenyan like the prince that we're following who's going to like take over the tribe or whatever. And basically that's kind of it. Like the photographer crew ends up like meeting Sheena, and they kind of like team up to stop the assassination plot. That's basically
well, no. The assassination happened. That's totally wrong. The assassination happens. The shaman.
Oh, right, right.
What if this is how he found out it. Mike only watched the first 40 minutes of the movie?
Yeah.
He's like, it was a good short movie. I don't know.
Mike dipped
that
out.
That was more than any of you guys got.
I didn't even get
so
a
shot. Basically, there's an assassination plot. The prince wants to kill his brother so he can become king, and he wants to eliminate the protection of the Zambuli area so that they can strip mine.
Zambuli,
so
that's what it was.
Unobtainium.
Yeah, they want to get the unobtainium, basically, that's in the
now
that
that's,
area.
Now, that's... This movie isn't that dumb. It's not calling it unobtainium.
Wow.
Yeah, basically there's...
First of all, unobtainium has a long history as a name for a mineral that you can't get the audacity.
It's still dumb. It's a fake name.
In this movie,
it's a fake
unobtainium
name.
Is basically like a healing sand. Like you sit in the sand up to your neck and it like heals anything.
And it cures everything.
It cures everything. Yeah. Cure all. So he wants to eliminate the protection that his brother the king has placed on this area so they can strip mine the hell out of it.
Kind
of
convoluted.
By the way... It's convoluted because there's like a whole
It's
scene
way too convoluted than it needs to be for a movie about someone who talks to animals.
Exactly. This should have
You know what this movie needs to be? It's just like all they need is like the companies coming in to like plow down the forest and she's got to team up with the animals to stop them. That's
that
all they
That would have been a better, more simplified version.
Then you
would have
had all the people
movie,
that hate Avatar in the 80s being like, "Oh, this is just like the movie that's coming out soon, Dances with Wolves or Ferngully. We've seen this before."
This is just Avatar. Like a bunch of movies that are going to come out in like 8 years.
She just sucks.
What are these movies? These movies sound good.
You would like them, Jana.
You would love Ferngully,
Jana.
The main
problem with this movie, and I think it's the problem that all of us like exclaimed like as soon as the movie started, we were all like, wait a minute, hold on. This movie isn't Beastmaster? Like, I think all of us had the same thought, like telepathically, like in the movie, like, this isn't Beastmaster?
Yeah.
That's the main problem with this movie. Like, when it starts, I think we all just assumed that it was going to be Beastmaster.
You know what? It does the thing that so many movies do where they have this, like, high fantasy or conceit. And they're like, well, how do we actually play with it? I don't know. Set it in the modern world and just
It'll
like
be cheaper
make
too.
It in the real world and we can do it. Like, Sheena well, is based off of the very first female comic book character to ever have her own book.
Really?
In 1938, Sheena, Queen of the Jungle, before Wonder Woman, like beat her by like 3 years. Sheena was the first comic book that was a woman. And she's basically just Tarzan. Like, so it should just be Sheena in the fucking jungle with animals fighting off apes or ape men or something. And instead it's like, oh, and you know what? Let's get a white guy from the news in L.A. and he'll fucking swoon her and he'll be fine.
And his dumb fat friend. Yeah, that's
I did do a little research before we hopped on to record in the archives. In the back of the video store, real dusty, I found some old tapes of the 1955 Sheena Queen of the Jungle TV show.
Oh, wow.
And I think this movie's like more. I didn't read the comic, but I think this is like directly based off that because that TV show is like this. It's like some. It's set in the modern day. It's very clearly like a lot of shots of like looking up at the characters so they can make LA look like the jungle. There's like definitely like palm trees in the background and stuff. And it's just like it's like this. It's like modern day, all mostly like white leads. Interacting with the occasional, like, very stereotypical African. I think that's I bet they were using that as a reference point.
I liked the political intrigue. It had me glued to the screen. I kept thinking to myself, how are they going to get out of this one?
This,
that was interested, too. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't hate it.
Why do you love this movie, Ryan?
Why?
Yeah, why do you love this movie?
Why is this your favorite movie?
You kind of hit some stuff that I think it is like a pretty. I think it is really well shot, to be honest. And I actually think the music's rad too. And I don't think it's great, but I did. It's long and it's kind of weird and convoluted. I agree with all that, but like, it's not like it's not offending me. If that makes sense, I guess it is offending. It is like it is problematic, but I guess the movie itself isn't like. It's not hurting me. I don't know.
I think what's like ultimately like what rubs me the wrongest about it is it's so long. Like, and it doesn't justify that time that it sucks from you. It has like 30 minutes of a cool thing.
I'm watching a movie. I'm not feeling like I'm getting my time sucked away from me. I love the movies.
I just love movies, okay?
Let me read
I'm
this to you.
Pro movie.
Sheena, this is the fictional character biography. I pulled it up from the Chattopedia. Sheena is the young blonde daughter of Cardwell Rivington, who is exploring in Africa with his daughter in tow. When Cardwell dies from accidentally drinking a magic potion made by Koba, a native witch doctor, Sheena is orphaned. Koba raises the young girl as his daughter, teaching her the ways of the jungle in various Central African languages. The adult Sheena becomes, quote, queen of the jungle, end quote, and acquires a monkey sidekick named Chim. According to blah blah blah, Sheena fights everything under the sun, including, but not limited to, hostile natives, hostile animals, giants, a super ape, the Green Terror, saber-toothed tigers, voodoo cultists, gorilla men, devil apes, blood cults, devil queens, dinosaurs, army ants, lion men, lost races, leopard birds, cavemen, serpent gods, vampire apes. Where was any
vampire
one of those
apes?
Things? Just give me dinosaurs? One of those things.
Super gorillas? Oh, man, that sounds like a really cool movie.
It's just so frustrating. So sad.
Yeah.
And then again, I guess, you know, for us, I mean, now in our current wasteland where these things are roaming the countryside, it's not as cool as an escape. But if I watch this back in, like, the comfort of my own home with AC,
we might take for granted,
me,
too. I mean, now if you want to set up a fight between a devil ape and a dinosaur, you just got to set up a camera and wait, you know, a half hour. But back in the day, it was probably
it was hard
more
to
of a to-do.
Yeah, that list you just cycled off just sounds like a weekend at my Aunt Ray's house.
That sounds exciting.
I mean, what does she go up against in this? The big action scenes in this movie are her storming that prison cell so that she can free her shaman, adopted shaman mother. Her and her gorilla friends come in and just, they like
she shoots the arrows, like the fire
me,
arrows
there
at the.
There are no gorillas in this movie.
Oh, chimps. It was chimps, right?
Yes.
Okay. Her chimp friends come. She has like a tiger at some point. Or no, it was two lions.
There's an elephant in the beginning.
Elephant. Mm-hmm. And then another scene involves them trying to blow up a Jeep. It's like, oh, okay, Jeep.
But you know
could
what?
Could have been a dinosaur.
Honestly.
I love explosives.
Honestly.
But everyone does.
Those things aside, even the animals, you know, Janelle, you're talking about how nice it is that she's friends with animals. Like, not once did she hold up an animal and say, my wisdom, my courage. You know, like. Like, I don't feel like there was ever really a relationship between Sheena and those animals, and they didn't explore it if there was.
She had her horse, Zebra.
Yeah, that horse painted like a zebra.
Are you able to ride a zebra? Anybody know that?
Sheena can.
I'm just assuming that was a horse painted like a zebra.
There's no way it was a zebra.
Absolutely a horse painted like a zebra.
For sure.
But I mean, you can tell by the tail.
I agree with you, Mike. I didn't get a sense. Like, that was a cool thing at Beastmaster. Like, they were straight up his friends. He talked to them.
You said, Mike, I said this.
Them. I thought,
No, Cody said that.
At me as I say it. Your brains are rotten from all that fucking live wire. You got to kick that habit, guys.
Well, I think it's a good point because, like at Beastmaster, you really feel the friendship there. In this one, it's kind of detached. It's like, she rides the zebra horse, but I don't really get a sense that she loves that horse. Like, it's more of like a tool for her, it seems to me. Like, I don't get a real friendship there.
Yeah. There's no
moment.
That would
have been at least a cool aspect in the movie that she really talks to the animals and stuff.
Cares about them.
Like, she just kind of uses them as tools. Like,
I guess she's not really good at
it. We just needed a scene where she's, like, going to sleep and, like, she's using the lion as, like, a pillow and, like, resting, you know, like, good night.
And the lion, like, rolls over to let her, like,
well,
snuggle up
and get
warm.
Maybe the problem with that is that actually touches on probably one of the more tense scenes in the movie, for me anyway. The scene after they have stormed the prison cell, they've rescued the shaman, she ends up dying, and this is the moment when the reporter, I can't remember any of the fucking names in this movie.
His name's like Bob Raymond or something.
Bob Raymond, that's not right, but that's what we'll say. Bob Raymond is there, and it's finally the scene, I think it's like about an hour into the movie, when the white guy talks to Sheena, and they have, you know, it's the
Vic
moment
Casey?
Like, who are you? Huh?
Is this Vic Casey?
Vic Casey, yes.
Vic,
that's such a perfect, stupid name. Vic Casey finally gets to talk to Sheena, and it's the moment when he realizes who this person is and her powers and this and that. And it's the most tense scene in the movie because these are real animals surrounding them by this Jeep. It's two real lions. You could tell it's not like there's no wizardry, no editing going on where they're like, you know.
No, there's certainly no wizardry going on.
They're in the same space.
You guys just have wizards?
It's a whole new world for you, Jana. You can tell they're sharing the same space. And I think the reason why we don't get that scene when she talks to her animal friends or embraces them, because they're real fucking lions. Like, Tanya Roberts isn't going to walk up to one of these lions and put her arm around it. Like, there's no way. Mark Singer would. I say it's tense because, like, I think the actors, there had to have been a layer of the actors just being terrified that they were going to get mauled to death. Because I didn't think that there was any safety regulations going on here. Like, we see several scenes where, like, there's an actual rhino, like, tearing shit up, running around. And I'm just thinking, like, are these actors safe in this movie? I don't think they are.
There's one scene where the journalists are, like, where they, I think it's when they meet Sheena, and they're, like, in their Jeep, and they're surrounded by lions that are, like, one of them, like, gets in the car, like, up to the guy's face, which... seems I don't know, did anyone look into the chat archives, like, did anyone die in this movie, or was anyone, like, mauled?
My only note is kind of like, I know that, like, CGI, like, never replicate the real thing, you know, but, like, it's good that we don't have to have these animals doing this shit anymore. Or, like,
well, there's
back
this,
then
in that
know?
Same scene, like, now we get Dr. Doolittle, like, falls down right in front of the lion's literally inches from his head, and I'm just like, I was tense, I was scared for this actor. I was waiting for the moment where it cuts away, where they had to, like, cut a moment out of the scene when the guy got, like, thrashed, or the lion got a little too aggravated or something.
It's like
waiting, for the moment where they showed that scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been cool. That would have raised my heartbeat a little
bit. I'm imagining, like, the movie ends, like, after that shot of her on the horse zebra thing, and it cuts to credits, and it's like, in memoriam. Like,
and just a long list of people.
But to me, this was kind of the most exciting scene of the movie, and not for the reasons the movie wanted it to be exciting. It was just because it was more of a meta thing where I'm just like, did any of the actors get hurt during the making of this scene? This seems really dangerous.
I'm so not into the movie. I'm worried about everyone's safety.
Yes! I see nobody cares about my cousins in the helicopter scene. Whether they got chopped down or not.
Well, those are special effects, I think.
Yeah, let's talk about those helicopter scene. I mean, there's no real story in this movie. Basically, the story is there's an assassination that happens. The king is killed, and the evil, corrupt prince, takes over. And he chases Sheena and Vic Casey through the African Sahara or whatever. And
a monkey throws a grenade, and they win.
Monkey throws a grenade.
Yeah, that is absolutely a story old as time in my life.
Yeah, and then she calls the flamingos to take out the helicopter, and the pilot is just like, this is
one
a mild
of, like, the
inconvenience.
The heroes of the movie.
Let's talk about, so we talked about the whole safari scene when actors may or may not have been injured. Well, who knows? But let's talk about the next big scene in this movie, the helicopter scene, when she's with, I can't remember her name
Countess
either.
Zonda.
Countess Zonda, who is basically, like, the MVP of this movie. Like, she's the person that's, like, evil and loves it. You know what I mean? She, like, every time she's on screen, like, I feel like she knows what this movie should be. This should be over the top craziness. She loves being evil, and, like, her whole scene in the movie is just like, her whole big thing is like, I want to just capture Xena and kill her in a crazy way. And
it's not Xena.
Sheena, not Xena.
Yeah, you wish it was Xena.
I wish it was Xena.
Who is the Xena?
I did think that.
That you keep talking about.
Yeah,
I thought. I thought this was. I didn't realize that Xena Warrior Princess and Sheena Queen of the Jungle were different until, like, halfway through this movie.
What? This will be the second podcast I talk about this in a week, but I was in a Hercules and Xena show in Universal Studios one time. Ever tell you guys about that?
No. That sounds way more interesting than this movie, though.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah.
Tell us about the
before
time, Brian.
I got picked, and I was, like, maybe, like, 11. I got picked up from the audience to be on stage in this Hercules and Xena special effects show at Universal Studios in Florida.
What was the special effect? To lift your head?
So they turned me into a centaur.
Holy shit! Were they able to turn you back?
I mean, I still, like, get, like, the urge every once in a while, and I kind of, like, you know, stomp sometimes. But,
right.
Yeah.
I've seen when you get agitated, just kind of kicking back a little bit.
Yeah. But that's the only thing still going on. But the
yeah, that's good. You know, this movie would have been improved with Ryan as a centaur in it.
I'll agree.
100%.
Any movie.
Yeah.
But getting back to Sheena and special effects, specifically the helicopter scene. So Jenna, you were worried that some of your animal friends, your flamingo cousins, were getting injured.
Even if they did, they died in battle, and that is a good thing.
I guess so. It's a mix. You see,
it was
some,
a good
there
death.
Are some shots where it's clearly terrible blue screen, like not clearly not up to the par of the Universal Studios.
Clearly not green screen.
Hercules Xena stunt show or special effects spectacular. But you get a little bit
was
of terrible
Xena
blue
the
screen.
Little blonde one.
No, Xena is a warrior princess. The little blonde one is Aeolus, Hercules' friend and lover? Question mark?
I think we might have to set you two up with a Hercules.
You keep saying
show.
Set you two up like you're gonna like sell us a
well,
car.
No.
Hey, you could get so many DVDs in this bad boy. Let
anyway,
me set you up with this.
We get some terrible blue screen. We also get some clear, like, puppets that are thrown at the pilot in this helicopter. Those are clear. Not even puppets. They're just, like, stuffed animals.
Yeah.
Just,
pillow creatures.
But we also get some straight-up real, like, birds, like, flying at this guy in the cockpit. Like, there's a moment when those are real birds. You can tell those are real birds just flapping around. And again, it gets back to what I was saying before, where it's like, this is a movie where I would actually wait for the end of the credits and see, like, were any animals harmed?
Oh, well, it's sure. Not going to say it. Like, animals were harmed.
Well,
in
they
the
would lie.
It.
Good point.
They just, yeah, you just wouldn't see the line that said no animals were harmed. So if you watch the credits and it doesn't say no animals were harmed, you know, oh,
they
yeah.
lie.
I've animals actually, I remember... I probably shouldn't say this like out of turn, but I feel like I remember reading a thing a long time ago that was like that labeled like doesn't mean anything. Like the organization that monitors that is like garbage, and it is no guarantee that animals were not.
Well, don't say that because then Jan Ah will never return to watch a movie with us. Because if that's every movie, then I don't think she'll want to watch any movies from here on.
It depends on how they die. If they die like heroes.
Heroes get flamingos getting thrown into a fake helicopter.
That's a hero.
Truly
death.
Heroes to be remembered. Well, yeah. So pretty bad special effects there. I mean, is there anything to say?
No, we're anything, done. We pretty much are done.
I have notes.
Is there any positives? Like, are there any positives that anyone?
Ryan has a lot
there
of positives. This is like his favorite movie.
He's like scrolling through all these papers right now. God.
Scrolling through papers?
Copious amounts of notes.
The whole reason we watched the movie, the TNA.
Yeah.
It does have right. that.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, you do see Tanya Roberts nude.
Well, yeah. And not only that, I think we get the genesis of Baywatch, the show, in this movie. Like the entire opening credits and the closing credits are her just like. On her horse seat.
Slow motion.
Listeners, Dave is doing the motion. It's
upsetting. Slow motion. It is Baywatch. This movie is just proto-Baywatch.
I don't know if Baywatch invented the idea of, like, hot people in skimpy clothes in slow motion.
But you guys didn't get those Baywatch vibes?
It did, definitely. You know. Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't realize that, what's the actress's name again?
Tanya Roberts.
I didn't realize that's Donna's mom in that 70s show. Did you guys
really?
Know?
Wow!
That's cool. Even after watching Beastmaster, I didn't realize that either. You know,
wait, Beastmaster.
But it wasn't until this.
Is she in Beastmaster?
You're like, I need to. Know.
Yeah, she's
Tanya Roberts is the priestess or whatever that that what's his nuts that Dar finds and spies on.
Oh,
she's
wow!
She's new in that movie too.
Huh?
Same chick.
She probably should have some sort of accent, right? Like growing up in Africa with these
100%. Yeah. What an interesting thing to draw point attention to, Ryan. Is this something you enjoyed about the movie?
I mean,
yeah, something
thoughts.
I enjoyed about the movie. She was in another movie once. She was in a show that wasn't related to Sheena.
Her mom, her child is in a show that I liked, and she's in another movie we watched on this podcast. And also, she doesn't really do an accent. Isn't that interesting?
I have a very... Oh, you're ready, Ryan. Go ahead. I don't want to step
well,
on your...
I was just saying, the only other... this is kind of just a weird quote that was in the movie. She says when she meets Vic... What's the guy's name? Vic Casey. And she says something like, "You have fur. Zamboli men don't have fur on their bodies."
Fur! You have fur.
I have what?
Zambuli men do not have fur in their bodies. This cannot be.
And I'm like, what is she talking about? Like, they just don't. Like, does she not? Is she escaping and she does not grow hair at all? What the hell's going on here?
Yeah.
She's just she's specifically saying Zambuli men.
Okay, I guess.
Free of bush.
Free of bush? I don't know. What's going on here?
She has no hair. She always has eye makeup on. Yeah. I don't know.
It just stuck out to me, you know?
Ryan's all about that 70s bush.
All about it. And then what we got here?
Let's not keep putting words into people's mouths about these perversions of yours, David, where you're just going to start throwing things left and right willy-nilly.
You were the guys that came in wanting a tits and ass movie.
Bushes used to grow on people?
Well...
I have a funny kind of like fun fact from the chat archives about this.
Give us a fun fact.
So this is a franchise, right? Before the movie.
It's not a movie franchise.
Like any other franchise, there's been subsequent attempts to like, let's have another Sheena, because I guess someone thinks that people care about it. And there's a company called Millennium Films that was planning a Sheena reboot. It never made it off the ground, and it ended up bankrupting the studio, and they have
wow.
It closed down.
Honestly, if they made a movie of the Sheena that the comic books were about with fighting snake cults,
that sounded amazing.
It's just more Conan the Barbarian. It's like those came up in the same time. They're all from that weird tales, pulp fiction style of thing where it's like we have an adventure hero and they fight weird things. And that's all it is. It's not meant to be deep. It's just adventure for adventure's sake. I would watch that. I would watch Sheena, transforming and talking. Apparently she can transform into animals in the comic.
Yeah.
Really?
Any animal she looks eye to eye, she can transform
into.
That's
cool.
Yeah, I mean. Sounds way fucking cooler.
You could like... I think there's something here you could like fix, like get rid of the like white savior stuff. Just have her be like from the tribe,
yeah,
and have like lean into the like I want to see a vampire ape. I want to see like a devil monkey.
Well, she doesn't.
I don't want to see a dinosaur
raised by a tribe. Like you could even keep it the same thing where it's like a like Tarzan, where you know a girl and her parents were adventuring in whatever, and then they die, and she's just there. You know, it could be just like Tarzan. You don't need to have any weird white savior prophecy, like a golden-haired white child would raise us up from our squalor. Like Jesus Christ,
it's literally the beginning of this movie is like literally, if you look up white savior narrative in the dictionary, it's like the first scene of this movie, and then Avatar.
Yeah, it's wild. Now hold on, because he becomes blue, so. Yeah. Is he really a white savior?
Oh, yeah.
He's appropriating their blueness. I don't like that.
That movie rocks.
Avatar fucking rules. Yeah.
Piece of
shit.
Sounds
like we just need to invite them over for a weekend at my aunt's house. They want vampire apes and dinosaurs. And...
They wouldn't make it.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I want the fantasy of that, but I don't want to actually like
not the reality.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Let's take over for a minute and let's go up there and we'll do a little.
Oh my god!
Ryan's like, could you transform me back into a centaur?
I would definitely have to make sure to tell my family. Okay, these are guests, not food.
Food. You're bringing dinner, guests, not dinner.
Not dinner, yes. Not dinner, guests.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Well, what else did you like?
Ryan is so done with talking Sheena. He's like, let's do it.
Let's die.
And he's the one who liked the movie the most.
No, I mean, I didn't think it was good. I just think that like it wasn't like I didn't necessarily.
I guess when your life is the void that is the wasteland, 2 hours of something distracting you is good. Is a net positive, I guess.
You could like play Pokemon while you watch it. You could do lots of things.
Wait,
with this
you
one,
got Pokemon?
You know? Oh.
Ryan,
no.
Ryan, are you holding out on me, dog?
Don't pay attention. I didn't say that really. I mean,
I think this isn't a good movie. I think it could be greatly improved.
Yeah.
So if I were to take this movie, and obviously I can't I don't have the means now to put in special effects and reshoots. If I were to just take. I think you could greatly improve this movie by just cutting a ton of stuff out. For instance, the long ass montage of them just walking through the desert, taking turns. One person is riding on the zebra, the other person's walking. Like they alternate a few times. We see that happen a few times.
But Dave, if we didn't have that scene, how would we know that they found love?
Oh boy. There's a scene in this movie that is eerily reminiscent of Star Wars: The Last Jedi. It is almost like shot for shot remake. It reminds me of Rose, the character in Last Jedi. The end of that movie, if you recall, in Last Jedi, Finn is about to ram his speeder into like the Death Star, the mini Death Star cannon thing.
Yeah.
But she, you know, he's about to sacrifice mm-hmm. himself. But mm-hmm. Rose like comes in from the side and like, you know,
yeah, saves him,
crashes him off
yeah,
course,
saves him. Yeah.
Almost the exact same thing happens in this movie at the end with the Jeep.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It is eerily yeah. similar to last
year. Yeah. I bet Rian Johnson was probably like, okay, let's get a reference to Wings in this movie and let's get. And let's get a reference to Sheena.
That's just like a thing, like the whole, you know, stopping somebody. It's like jumping in front of the bullet, basically. You know?
I thought them walking through the desert was nice. It reminded me of me and Cody.
Aww. Yeah, it is a lot like our usual treks when she refuses to fly beautiful. With me. Yeah.
Although it was nice to see water again when they were on the beach.
Yeah, water's a rare commodity in the wasteland. Mm.
It's all that's orange live wire wait, these days.
Is that what water looks like? I wasn't sure what that was.
Fresh water.
Yeah, yes. It wasn't blue raspberry Mountain Dew. Huh. It wasn't that.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's wild.
It did seem less sticky.
Well, yeah, you could tell.
But as I was saying, I think there's a lot you could just cut from this. Like, none of it is good, but it would be a more bearable experience, I think, if you were to just cut, like, huge swaths
of
this movie
out. See, I
like
the kind
of
just, like, walking around shit. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Like, it's like living in it.
So boring. Those are the worst parts.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you.
You know what's fucked up? Go ahead. You go.
Oh, I'm just saying, I'm kind of with you, Dave. I think that this is a one-star movie, but there's, like, a two-and-a-half-star movie in here somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah, I could feel that. You know what's fucked up is that the prince doesn't want the healing sands. He wants the titanium that is in the caves
yes.
on the Zambuli land. Not like it's not even related to the fact that the Zambulis have this magical healing land or sand. So it's like they didn't even need to have that in the movie. If he wants titanium, they don't need to have magic sand. And if they don't want titanium, he can be after the healing sand.
Well, and the titanium
it's unnecessarily
thing-
an extra little layer that means. Dog shit.
Yeah, the titanium thing is set up in the beginning of the...
Right. No, they do. But the villain's motivation has nothing to do with healing sand. They have no interest in it.
Do you think that was like, well, it'd be too... Do you think the studio was like too afraid of like to lean into the fantasy stuff where they're like, we can't have the like government after the healing sand. That's dumb. They have to be after titanium, like a real thing.
I think it's probably just like a bunch of different drafts and things get messed
yes.
up, and
that's the sense I got. Because that whole titanium thing, there's a whole scene set up in the beginning when the prince is talking to some nerd who's mm-hmm. like, "I got these diagrams, yeah,
and he has cigarettes."
I was
and
like,
then
"Yes,"
he kills
and then he
him.
Poisons the guy and kills him because no witnesses.
Yeah,
but that all of that is completely dropped, and it's just in favor of like. We gotta catch this Sheena lady, and we gotta destroy all the Zambulis.
We gotta just wipe off this tribe.
No mention of the titanium is made after that, so that definitely felt like a holdover from some previous draft that just sort of like accidentally got left into the final draft of the movie.
Well, they wanted to make sure they you know were over an hour and a half, I guess.
But that's they could have cut so this movie would have been watchable as like an hour and 25 minutes because like the climax of the movie it's not great but there's stuff happening like the climax around the waterfall of the Zambuli tribe comes in yeah. all the chimps and her animal friends come the rhino we get the rhino come and fuck shit up
wait
like,
you get the what
the rhino remember a rhino
is that
comes.
What you said whoa what interesting
now who's being gross
a rhino comes you, oh is that what you said David
you actually said you get rhino come that's what you said
I guess I misspoke
check maybe, the tape you maybe, fucking weirdo
maybe that's what I wanted to see and I was just like you know projecting
let me see that rhino fuck
but anyway there's some it's fine there's some explosions like it's okay like if this had been an hour and 20 hour 30 minutes it would have been okay but it's nearly 2 yeah. hours and it is a slog
it's just I mean it's just a surprising the people that were behind this and there must have been some kind
of
issue because
this movie
like,
had a lot of pedigree the editor of this movie who you'd think the editor of this movie was Ray Lovejoy the guy who did 2001 he did a bunch of Stanley Kubrick stuff you think a guy who had edited such you know really good movies would have had the sense to be like
although aren't those movies long
oh maybe that was
he
it
might
maybe
be
he's just like yeah, he's we like, got it maybe it's not like we got to get this down to an hour and a half it's we got to get it up
yeah.
to 2 hours
he's yeah. like longer better baby yes.
yeah I mean like 2001 is one of my favorite movies ever but like I would not think of like describe Sheena, like, who should edit that? The guy who did 2001? Like, no.
Well, like, the same director, he did, like, the King Kong remake in 76, which I remember liking. I haven't watched it in a while, but...
It's a better movie than this. It's not great, but it's
definitely
better. Well,
it's got King Kong in it. It's got a
Towering Inferno he did, too.
The guy who did the music is the one who did the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which is kind of crazy. It's not Chariots of Fire guy. It's not Vangelis.
I think it would be, but it's not. Yeah,
it's
we'll
not.
Have to, Chad, can you pipe in the music? Layer in Chariots of Fire on top of this, and I just so the audience can see how similar these two themes are. They're almost exactly
speaks for itself.
It's just kind of funny too that one of the writers, I mean, there's a lot of people that wrote the first Superman movie, but one of the guys, this is one of his, he also did Bonnie and Clyde, or one of the writers of it, and Santa Claus the Movie was the movie he did after this, which
checks out.
It's a great movie,
which that makes sense.
Checks
like
out.
It has a lot of a surprising pedigree behind it, but and also a huge budget. The budget of this movie was more than Empire Strikes Back. It was almost as much as Return of the Jedi. It's insane, and it's like...
And there's not a single fucking laser rifle. There's not a single spaceship. Not a single alien.
No space worms.
Where did the money go?
Well, it's like, I get that it costs a lot to shoot on location, especially in this. Like, I imagine it costs
they were
a lot
paying,
of money to
They were paying wrongful death settlements to all the people
and
that
that's
were...
That's right! Yes!
And they had to keep reshooting the scenes where the actors died. They're like, oh, we got to reshoot all the rest of the scenes with him now. Like,
that's
they actually went through six fat friends for Vic Casey.
All right, so I have a little bit of info maybe about why.
And real quick, just to put it in perspective, it was shot for $25 million, but adjusted for inflation in, to pick a random date, $2020, that's like $63 million, which is still like lower than a lot of like, you know, 2020 movies, but for 1984, it seems really high.
That's huge. That's huge.
Yeah.
So, what was the details?
It's just kind of the animals, I guess. Like, they shot for months. Like, it looks like it went for 7 months, this movie. And it says the film's magnitude of animals are managed by Hubert Wells, who recalled, "We flew over an elephant, a rhino, 5 lions, 4 leopards, 4 chimpanzees, 5 horses, 16 birds, and it was the largest shipment of animals back to Africa. And just getting all the necessary permits to bring them in and out of the country was a superhuman task."
About
it says.
I didn't hear
he
zebra.
He says as he lines his pockets further.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, it's a real superhuman task.
It seems like they could have just shot the animal stuff in a studio or something and made it look like a jungle. That seems unnecessary.
Well, I do remember reading or hearing something about the director was like adamant that they film everything on location. Because when they did the scouting for it, they're just like, you can't recreate Africa like this anywhere else. They were very much like, this has to be on location. Africa is a character in this movie. Which maybe, like I nice idea, and I would like that in a movie in practice, but in this one, it's
in
not
a better
quite,
movie.
Yeah. So I think that's why they're like, we got to do it this way, I guess.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
There's a funny quote that kind of gets back to originally reason for watching this, but Ebert has like a quote. He says this movie is rated PG, not PG-13. It's probably the only PG-rated movie that will play continuously on the Playboy Channel. You see more of Tanya Roberts than he did of last month's Playmate.
Whoa.
That's
Dang,
funny.
Ebert.
I think I know who won that bet, just saying. Well, does anyone else have any other thoughts on...
put that on the poster. The Gino? Only movie, the only PG movie that'll play continuously on the Playboy Channel.
Yeah. I guess my last thought, it's not good. It is kind of dull and not worth watching. But, you know, it's got boobs, it's got chimps throwing grenades, and it has pretty interesting cinematography that I think that, I don't know, you'll probably be disappointed.
My final thought is, I'll say something good, but knowing that, you'll probably be disappointed.
I'm glad he finally got you to be able to admit that,
thanks,
Ryan.
Bud.
Yeah, it wasn't like the I wasn't mad at it, if that makes sense, but I know that you guys were. I guess I didn't have any expectations, really.
So, I mean, would anyone, with that being said, Ryan, would anyone recommend this movie? I guess, Ryan, would you? You kind of seem on the fence.
No, not really, but I'm just like, I don't know. If you stumbled upon it, this was on HBO or something back in the day, it probably would have been like a interesting, you know, okay watch. I don't know.
What about you, Mike? You're shaking your head.
No, this is a rare hard no for me. I wish I could recommend this, but I can't. There's nothing this movie does that other movies don't do better.
All right, Cody?
No.
Whoa, okay, calm down. Jenna?
I recommend it because it's realistic to me. Sometimes life is messy.
What does that mean?
Don't question her.
Okay. I just like to point out that, at least as far as I know, there isn't such a thing as rejuvenative sand. That isn't a thing.
Oh, yes, there is.
Okay.
Dave, I think we got to wrap this up. I'm seeing Jana's lips are salivating.
It's been a while since her last meal.
I can show you the rejuvenative sand. It's at my aunt's house. No. This movie is messy, but life is messy. And I've only seen maybe 5 movies total, but this movie is rad. And she's a hero.
Hell yeah. Okay, fair enough. I would not recommend it. Just saying.
It's messy, but it's got boobs and monkeys throwing grenades.
You say that like it happens a lot. I wish it happened a lot.
It has a monkey throwing a grenade. It does not have monkeys throwing grenades.
We didn't even talk about like the elephant like going through the jail and you know.
Yeah,
fuck
who cares?
Cops
the show's
stuff.
Over. We're done. Pack it up. Jana's gonna eat us.
Okay. Well, that was the longest and crappiest movie I have ever sat through just to see a pair of boobs.
Dave, we all know that's bullshit. You'll sit through anything to see this, even the slightest bit of nudity, you creep.
Well, that may be. but in any event, I think we settled your guys' bet.
Bullshit. I refuse to believe that movie was rated PG. I saw her rah, when they were climbing that tree.
Hey, that's 80s PG, babe. I don't know what to tell you.
You can tell me that there's no way that movie was PG and admit that I won the bet.
No way. It's clearly PG. Just look at the back of the box.
Blasphemy! What kind of ratings board would allow this? I demand satisfaction!
Oh, my God.
Whoa, calm down. Easy.
Boobs. Whoa, boobs. Boobs.
Okay, Jesus, you won the bet. You won the bet. Didn't she win the bet, guys?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, totally. She moved.
Obviously, she won.
Excuse me, sometimes my temper gets the better of me.
No problem, Jenna. We've all been there.
Yeah, who hasn't blown a fuse every once in a while?
So Cody, seeing as how you clearly lost that bet, what do you owe Jenna?
Well, that's the thing. She wanted 3 freshly severed human heads. The bigger the better. But there's no one in here. This place is always dead.
Oh, thank God. For once, I'm glad we never have any customers in here.
Customers? What's wrong with video men?
What? I thought you said you weren't interested in us. All the live wire in our bodies, remember?
I'm not going to eat you. I just want your heads.
Oh, man, this isn't fair. It wasn't even a year since my head was reattached.
And what a nice giant head it is.
Run for it, Ryan!
Run!
Whoa, honey, let's talk about this.
I'll save you, Ryan!
This is all that fucking movie's fault!
Hey, wait, you're right! Mike, grab the movie!
Got it!
Now, pull! See you in hell, Sheena!
Queen of Jungle, my ass!
Thank you.
I got a question for you.
No, wait a minute. With an elephant like that, who needs Sheena? What's your question?
Do you think that was the wrong music? I mean, maybe for a Western or something.
That kind of music is more like, gee, here we are on our honeymoon in Maui, you know? We didn't ask that Sheena be a realistic movie. All we really wanted to know was, is the movie any fun? Is it in the great and ridiculous tradition of all those goofy jungle adventures with big snakes dropping on people? But Sheena doesn't even achieve at that level. It's all cluttered up with angry black nationalists and cynical television reporters and other serious types who are totally out of place in this movie. And the movie didn't have nearly enough scenes of Sheena standing under waterfalls and Sheena going sunbathing, which probably, I have a feeling, let me put it this way, that Tanya Roberts, there was a way she could have saved this picture.
Well, she tries in a couple of scenes, but apparently not enough for you and actually not enough for me. It was quite bad.